I've been thinking more about predicaments and the difference between predicaments, problems, and inevitabilities. And I think a problem is something that is soluble. A predicament, there are no good solutions. And an inevitability, there are no solutions at all. And an example of I was thinking about, I mean, it's sort of a classic moral example that we think about that would be a predicament would be you're driving across a bridge and a child wanders in front of you and you have just too close for you to stop. So you have two choices, either hit the child or drive off the edge of the bridge. That's a predicament. That's not a problem because there are no good solutions. A problem would be you're driving across a bridge, you see a child start to walk across, and you have time to hit the brakes. So problem, kid in the road, solution, stop the car, pick up the child, carry the child off the road. Predicament, no good solutions. And then inevitability would be you're driving down the road and all of a sudden there's a brick wall 10 feet in front of you and you can't stop. In which case, there are no options even. You just hit the brick road or hit the brick wall and then die. And the reason that I think this is important ecologically is that I want to go back to, there are bright greens who believe that we simply have problems that are soluble. I believe that we are in a predicament in that either we stop civilization or it kills the planet. And that's not really a predicament. It only becomes a predicament because most people in this culture prefer this culture to the life on the planet. That's not a predicament to me. That's insanity. But it leads to a social predicament because most people don't want to give up on this way of life and will not give up on this way of life. And then there are other people who understand how destructive this culture is, but, and I disagree with this, is they perceive the death of the planet as an inevitability. And that's, they presume that there are various, tipping points that have been reached that mean that there's nothing we can do, and so we may as well just sit back. And I've been fighting these people for 20 years. And my argument really is that so long as there exists one wild fish, one wild bird, one wild insect, one wild blade of grass, that nothing is inevitable yet. And the only way that it really becomes certainly inevitable is if we give up. And so to take this back to the brick wall, it's like there's a brick wall that we see ahead of us. And if you see a brick wall and you're driving down the road, my suggestion would be to hit the brakes as hard as you can. And if it is an inevitability, it's an inevitability. But you know, if you don't hit the brakes, that it really is an inevitability.